Okay, here we go. Okay, so I'll start off. I'm Nurse Drake. Most of y'all know me. I think this is my 8th year here at the school. And right now I am over at the middle school. That's where I am. So
I'm Michelle Copeland, and I'm one of the high school counselors.
I'm Amy Contrusi, the other high school counselor.
Oh, Dr. Reiser. Y'all know me.
I'm Liz Hodges. I'm a parent, and I'm going to be doing sub-nursing at the elementary 3 days a week.
And you have students at ECC and...
elementary.
Yes, okay.
I'm Amanda. I'm a parent, and I have students at ECC and elementary.
I'm Cindy, and I'm a parent, and I have one at the elementary.
I'm Hailey McSwain. I have one at the elementary and middle school, but I've had them at all. Yeah, high school too.
I'm Kayla Andrews. I have kids at ECC and elementary, and I am a middle school teacher.
I'm Deputy Matt Morris, the school resource officer. It's my first year here. I'm at the middle school and elementary.
I'm Jerry Shaw. I'm the director of child nutrition for all four schools.
Amy Hargrave, the counselor at the middle school.
Raina London, the nurse at ECC.
Lisa Weber, work in the cafeteria at middle school, and I got kids at elementary.
And then go ahead and have Dr. Berry introduce herself.
Hey y'all, I'm Tiffany Berry. Please don't call me Dr. Berry. I'm Tiffany Berry, and I have 3 kids in the high school now. I've had more in all of the campuses, and one of which gave me some funk that I have a fever and I'm home today. So thank y'all for letting me join.
Okay, so... So does anybody know what the purpose of the school health advisory counselor, the SHAC, is? Does anybody know what it means? What do we do this for? It's basically we just come together and we try to have people from their community, people from our school, and people from our and then our parents come together. And if we... there's a bunch of things that the state gives us that they want us to make sure that we're addressing, and we're just addressing those things. But then we want parents to tell us, or community members, like, hey, we see this happening, or, you know, we think this might be something good. And for instance, last year, we started a new abstinence program for 5th graders. So when we came up with the program that we wanted to use, we went to the school board. We addressed the school board and told them what we were wanting. We had all of our information, and then they approved us for us to start this program last year for our 5th grade students. So last year was the first year that we did that. And so I can say that I sat in on all of the 5th grade. We had girls and boys, and we made all of our classrooms, all of our classes pretty small, about 15 to 20 in there. So we had someone from Aim for Success came in, and they spoke to all the kids. It was an all-day event, and it was actually pretty good. The state gives us all these teaks that we have to follow and make sure that we're, you know, teaching the kids all this kind of stuff. So we ended up going with an actual program that was hitting all those teaks in there and stuff. So it was actually pretty good. We got a lot of good feedback from the kids. They sort of give us like an evaluation at the end and stuff, and I went through and read all of them and stuff, and it was pretty funny reading most of that stuff, but it was neat. I think that's something that we want to continue to do, because we already had Aim for Success for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, so we just added 5th grade, so they would keep building on there. So we'll see. There's some we have a lot of people talk about school safety. That's a very big concern for all of us as employees and as parents and community members, that the school safety. So I brought in Officer Madam Morris today, because I was going to let him sort of go over some things. If you look on where we have like this focus, these are just some of the things that the state has given us, like house bills and all this that they want us to sort of follow. So I have the counselors that are going to talk about some of these things, but I was going to get Officer Madam Morris just to sort of tell us a little bit about, like, with everything that's happened out there, like, what as Academy have we done for our school safety?
All right. Deputy Madam Morris, school resource officer, my first year here. Right now, Academy, we've done a lot of, We've done a few drills with all the different schools, which has been very good to know what doors are. Kind of, we've had a little issues with some doors. We have issue with kids kind of being loud in the classroom, but with these little hiccups, we're trying to get out of the way so that in case there's ever a real one, we're prepared. We've labeled the doors. I know y'all saw those numbers on the doors.
Even this one back here, you can see A3.
Yeah, we labeled the doors, so therefore, like, say students go running out of a door, they know, hey, we ran out of A3, or if there's a kid there, hey, where you at? We're at door A3. We saw a guy by door A4. Now responders coming in, they can see kids on the inside and outside, so they'll know, hey, that door is A4 instead of coming in. Where's A4? We have no clue what A4 is. Now all these doors are labeled to know where entrance can be made. We also are doing a lot more training on our side when it comes to just school and active shooters, which we've never really done before. We've kind of talked about it, but now we're actually going to schools. They're like in summertime, Christmas break, and shooting off fake rounds and going in. And I've never done that before, and it was a shock to me. I've been doing this for 10 years, and I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And then you do it, you're like, it's intense. And so it's stuff that, it's good training that we've done that I never thought I would react the way I did, and I was like, whoa, it was a little different. So it's good getting that, out of your system and kind of getting prepared to hearing the noise and hearing the echoing in a school, because it's crazy. But we've done a lot more training on our side when it comes to that. Well, we've been talking to the teachers a lot about being aware, looking outside, be vigilant, be nosy, they have our numbers, please call us for anything, like, you're not wasting our time, like, please give us a call. We have two officers now instead of one. Oh, we always had two, but I think it's in the works to try to get a third, but that's in the future. We'll see. Also, the doors. They've done real well on locked doors. We've been walking around. We check doors every day. We have to check. We have a spreadsheet we have to fill out every once a week to make sure the doors are checked, and we walk around and do all that. And we've done very well when it comes to that. Oh, what else have we done? This past week, we had... had all the teachers come in and just kind of talk to them, like, what's their concerns, what's things y'all seen, what things we can do to kind of get their side of it, because they're dealing with the kids, they hear stuff, and meet with them, just kind of, go over it a lot. That's what you gotta do, just keep going over it, unfortunately. So those are kind of some of the things we've done around here. Other than that, staff is very aware, they're very vigilant, so, we got a good thing going here, trust me. I've talked to other school resource officers, and they're like, man, y'all doing a lot over there at Academy. And then with traffic, we try to do our best out there as well to kind of help with the flow of things. Try to get y'all in and out as quick as possible. I know, and keep the kids safe when it comes to crossing back and forth. But yeah, like I said, we're here. Please feel free to call if there's anything you're concerned about. Email somebody and let them get a hold of me, and we can do our best to try to figure out what we can do to change it. Because if we don't know about it, there's, the more eyes and the more people, more vigilant and more, I say, just be nosy. Please be nosy. That's the better off for us, So, yeah, feel free to reach out. If you know someone, tell them to get a hold of me, and I'll reach out. I promise you're not bothering me. Feel free to just reach out.
Thank you so much. Did anybody have any questions?
Questions, concerns, or so, you can reach out afterwards or whatever y'all need, all right?
And it's sort of like even the traffic, that's sort of like even this. At the beginning, y'all saw what traffic was like. And now when you go there, intermediate, and not intermediate, elementary, by 4 o'clock, everyone's out. That's really pretty fast when you're talking about 700 kids that you just got out of a building, And and the way that Miss Cheney does it and stuff, every single kid is accounted for. Like, seriously, I'm not kidding when I said accounted for. Like, she knows you have a little list that you have to go through and check off. A child is getting on the bus. A child has been taken here. A child has gone home. You have to check it all off. And so at the beginning, it's really slow because people are trying to learn how to do all that. Now it gets to be pretty fast, but she has it where, she wants to know where if a parent calls and says, my child was not on the bus, and then they can look and see, yes, they were on there. Now, what happened? What happened? Did they get on the wrong one? Nope, they got on this one. It's just so exactly where.
They fell asleep and their siblings didn't tell you.
Yes, and
yeah. My mother, her siblings got off, knew she was asleep, left her.
Said, we're not even going to wake her up.
She got back, was cleaning the bus, and was like, are you freaking kidding me? I still got your baby.
And now they have the, so now we have the smart tags, right? And so is all, I haven't really talked to anyone. So are they scanning them when they're getting on?
They're scanning them to show that they're supposed to be on that bus and it shows who's like on that bus.
So does it give them an error?
It does it. And then does it, so they scan it when they get off the bus? So, but so only thing that we don't have yet is like the apps, because then the parents can actually track it, like where they are and stuff. I don't think that's happened yet, or am I? Maybe it has.
Yeah, no, but they're
but that's gonna
they
be
are, like bounds and leaps ahead of all the local.
Oh people. Yeah, oh yeah. I think isn't that awesome? Can you believe we have that?
That's really
cool. I mean, yeah.
I'm talking about it so much because I'm like, well, we got this. And I was like, okay, we get it. I'm like, I'm just like, no. Like,
and when they scan, their name into the bus, like if they have any medical issues at all, like if they have seizures or they have asthma or they have, you know, a severe allergy, it pops up. And so, like, if something was to happen, they could look back and say, oh, yeah, that student does have asthma or something. They're acting funny or they do have seizures. Or, you know, it pops up and tells them everything that they have on there. We put it into the system, and then it feeds into their system. So it's really pretty cool. So thank you so much for talking to us. Did anybody have any questions for him?
Any questions?
I want to just mention something that happened this morning. The cross guard at the middle school is like just as important. I don't know if the normal guy was not there this morning.
He was not.
He's off today.
Oh, so yeah. This morning when I pulled in to drop them off, I guess the substitute cross guard was there. When I went to pull out,
he
was gone.
I saw that.
It was 7:40. Did you see the kids?
Yeah, I
can't. I was the
I
one that honked.
Over here,
like,
they just
so
started running across.
It was terrible.
Oh, okay.
I was the one that honked because there was a line of cars to go in, and the kids were going like to the high school. Well, they couldn't see the oncoming traffic.
Great.
So I was stopped to go in. These folks were stopped to go. But they thought we were stopped for them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a car fly, like, I literally was like, and they stopped, and this car just flew by.
Did somebody just leave early?
So
he left at 7:35.
So we'll,
because I saw him drive by me, I was like,
yes, I pulled in at 7:35.
So I drove up that way and had to turn my lights on.
He was gone at 7:40.
To get the kids to go across. So,
So it was just a sub there today?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, definitely.
No.
Yes. I mean,
they're not thinking. I would have a kid.
They
just ran
across. What are you doing? She's
yeah.
Like, oh, like,
so if you ever see anything like that, make sure that most of y'all have all of our numbers. Call us so we can. I mean, he's pretty good about being out there all the time.
You were coming.
Yeah, I was like, wait, he left? So
yes.
Like, let me go over there.
Yes, he was coming.
And we'll make sure that, I don't know who it was or something, but we'll make sure that we send something to Mr. Harlan.
I would just make sure that there is always somebody right there. My middle school would be one that just.
Oh, yeah.
Well, mine are both at elementary, but mine would be the same way.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even think. They'd just go run out.
Well, and it did look like we were stopped for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It truly did. And they were just blocked from seeing the, and it was close.
Because every time we go across the road, I got to tell mine, you're supposed to be watching if someone's coming. That they don't watch for you. You got to watch for yourself.
Absolutely. And I just laid on my horn, and I felt so bad for those girls because they probably thought I was mad at them or something.
You were just trying to.
And I was just trying to. And thankfully, they stopped. But
Yeah, anytime that you see anything like that, please call us. I know my husband had to call me one time, and he said, there is not a middle school cross. I'm driving through, and there is people everywhere, and, you know, which we don't know because like they didn't show up or something didn't happen, you know.
Yeah.
So, always
he was
call
right
us.
There, and so I thought, okay, he's coming. But later, I thought, shoot, I hope he stopped. I
Yeah.
So
well, thank you for bringing that up.
That there's somebody there, too, not just elementary.
Yes, thank you. I'm not for sure why we need to nominate and vote on committee roles, because I don't really know why we need to do that, to tell you the truth. But it says that we're supposed to have a chair, a vice chair, and a secretary. Tiffany, I think that you were chair last year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So do you want to continue to have that important role?
I'm happy to serve.
Good. And Amanda, you were voted as vice chair last year.
Last year.
So do you want to continue that role that you have? Okay, good. And then, so we need a secretary. And maybe that would be someone that maybe does our minutes for us during the, you know, something. Does anybody?
I'll do it.
Hey, okay. That sounds wonderful. Everybody good with that, Amy? Okay. Thank you, Amy. Okay, so the next thing that we need to do is...
Do you have to have a motion and a second?
Oh, yeah, we probably do. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is legal.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, then I'll make a motion that those who've served...
Motion, and then who... There we go. Okay, so the next thing that we're going to go over to our review of programs, which is LAP school nutrition. I was going to think maybe the second meeting, Jerry, if you want to do something with school nutrition, will that work for you? We don't have to do it second meeting. We can do it at a different one. And then school counseling, I thought maybe y'all could add on the second meeting. I'll see if Coach Hunt can be available for like the third meeting for physical education, and then I can add something for nursing, and our other nurses can add something, and then we can talk about a wellness plan for like our fourth meeting. There's a few house bills on there that we sort of need to go over. And I think what we'll do is like on that house bill 18 and stuff, like that has a lot to do with counseling. So maybe we can address that on our second meeting with all when y'all have the counseling stuff. And then that house bill 1525 is part of that aim for success that we talked about. And then on that Senate bill 9, that one, we're gonna talk to the counselors about that one. And then on the Senate Bill 11, that had a lot to do with the school safety and stuff that we addressed with Officer Matamoros. And then on Senate Bill 435, that has to do with the Narcan that we have in the schools and stuff. So I got together with Dr. Reiser at the beginning of school, and I really and truly, to be honest with you, I know I'm a nurse and stuff, but I was a NICU nurse for a long, long time, and then been a school nurse. I don't really know that much about drugs. You know,
You didn't use Narcan in the
NICU? No, didn't have to do that one. But, you know, it's, you know, and I think I came from a very small school. I think of Academy as a small school, and you just don't think of things like that happening around us and stuff, but I have done a lot of research here lately on Narcan, and it is scary. That is some scary stuff. I'm talking about the fentanyl, like it is some scary stuff. I didn't realize though, like when I'm watching all these videos and stuff, about how little bit can cause, I mean, a death in someone. I mean, like a grain of rice is basically what it can look like. And they're lacing this stuff on pills. They're putting it in vapes. You have no idea of, because so-and-so does it and they are fine. And then you do it and it reacts to you, you know, so like they do not know what's going to happen. And so there was this one.
Did you see that video of the cop that opened that trunk?
Yes.
And he just inhaled it. And
yes.
His partner was there.
And was able to do the Narcan. Yes.
I
want to
make sure fentanyl is a major issue.
Yes.
Major issue. It is incredibly concentrated. It is an incredibly potent drug. We do not need to take it lightly. Drug dealers are absolutely using it to cut all types of drugs. It is not it is only inhalable if it is aerosolized. So I am not going to say that it doesn't happen, but I will tell you that there are a lot of these videos floating around that it's people freaked out because they're handling fentanyl, but you don't have a seizure from fentanyl. Like there are things, there's a lot of total misinformation floating around, so we need to be cautious. But we also don't want to create this level of panic that if you see a dollar bill and pick it up, it's going to go through your skin. That is
right.
Accurate. It is medically impossible, and it has never been proven. We have to compound fentanyl in patches to even get it to be absorbed by the skin. We deal with fentanyl every day. We've accidentally squirted on our hands in the ORs and things like that. It doesn't just absorb through your body like that. So I just want to be news report say we gave them 5 rounds of Narcan with no response, it's not accurate. Narcan literally makes somebody, if you've ever administered it, it's
instant.
Get ready. Because you give them a little bit and they're about to pop up.
And come up fighting.
1 or 2 hours later, but they're about to pop up fighting. So, just again, I want to make sure we have reality versus major misinformation out there in the media. Thank
right.
you.
Yes, and that, and I was reading a lot of that too about it being absorbed through the skin and stuff, and our skin, you know, that's that barrier and stuff. And it, I think that I read that it has never done anything to anybody being absorbed through the skin at all. But I so
it, no, it has to be mucous membrane or
right.
Or...
And then so I was reading this one article about it was a student, and I believe that he was 13 years old. And I think they found this student passed out in the restroom or something. He was like at a, it was a pretty small school, and the nurse and the SRO had went to this student, and they had Narcan, they did have it and stuff, but because he was 13 years old, it didn't register to them that's what that was. You know, and so we're really trying to make sure that we educate everyone to let us, that, like, if you're going to, Narcan is not going to hurt someone mm-hmm. if you use it, and they didn't need that. You know, it's not going to hurt them. And so we're lucky to have it. I mean, we have it in our middle school and our high school. Hopefully we don't ever have to use it, but we have, you know, we've decided that we were going to try to get it and stuff. So we do have it. We're just trying to be, we're just trying to educate ourselves with it a little bit more of what to look for and all that kind of stuff. And so maybe, Tiffany, maybe you can help us out on that too, since you're more familiar with it.
I'm happy to help in any way I can. The bottom line, though, is if you're worried and somebody's mental status is off and they're acting goofy, you are not going to hurt them by giving it.
Right.
Side effects are incredibly rare, and you'd much rather be wrong and have given them Narcan than have something that could save their life and not give it.
That's right. Yes, definitely. And that's what we've been trying to educate everyone on the Narcan and stuff. But yeah, so thank you, Dr. Reiser, for doing that for us. She wrote us a prescription for it. So she does our EpiPens and everything. We have EpiPens in every one of our schools. We have our trainer carries an EpiPen just for the simple fact of where we are. If something happened, a kid had an allergic reaction to something, and we have an EpiPen that we can give them if they didn't have one. I mean, we might not know that they're allergic to fire ants or something. They're on the football field and get, you know, a fire ant or on the playground or something. So we have prescriptions for our EpiPens that we keep that we get refilled every year. So we're thankful for the people that do that for us. Did anybody have anything that they wanted to add on the Narcan or anything like that? No. And that I can sort of see a nurse, like, they're 13 years old. I'm not thinking that's what it is, but like when I was reading all this stuff, it's like it's not going to hurt them if you use it. We would rather use it. Than not. It's sort of like putting an AED on someone, you know, like you're going to put the AED on there. If they don't need it, it's not going to shock them. It's not going to, I mean, we want to put it on there. So same difference. But now we don't think anything about it, the AEDs, because they're old to us now. But before, when years and years ago, when we were first training, people were like, how do you know to use an AED? What do we do? Are you sure you want us to put an AED on there? Yes, I want you to put the AED on.
It for you.
Yes, it does all of it. But back, you know, people were so scared, like, where if I shock someone and they don't really need to be shocked?
They'll hurt them.
Yeah. They'll jump up and slap you. So the other thing that does anybody have anything that they're just like, I really want to be on this committee because this is something that I have a passion about? So that we could, I will tell you something. I'm going to bring you up, Haley. Haley, I had saw that where she had, I think it was on Facebook, her and Jerry were working together about trying to cover all of our kids that had charges for their lunches, you know, and they were trying to come up with a thing to be able to wipe out all those charges. I don't know how all that went,
$1,060 was raised on 2 Facebook posts.
Oh, wow.
So were y'all able to wipe all that out, or how did all that go?
It was brought current at that time, correct? When, yes.
Okay, so how I did it, because I could, I mean, we had $1,400, I think at that point, it went from like $1,600 to $1,400 so what I did was I took everybody that was at that point reduced or paid. The free kids, they're free, so it's not going to add up anymore. They don't always start out as free, so that's how they get the negative balances. What happened with this year, which was a big shock to a lot of the families, is the last 2 years we've been free.
Uh-huh.
So everybody had to fill out an application, and not everybody turned them in. So day one, you're paying $2.80 for a high school kid, $2.80 for lunch, $1.25 for breakfast. So within 3 days, you're maxed out, overdrawn. So where it hurts us, okay, the rule is you get an alternate meal.
What is that? Tell us what that means.
So you can charge up to $10.
Mm-hmm.
After $10, what is supposed to happen is that child gets a cheese sandwich and a milk. That's it. I'm a new director. This is my first year as director. I was 3 years as a manager, 2 years as staff. I refuse. Of course, as a director, kind of have to follow some rules. As a manager, I could get away with it because my director was telling me, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that. Sure, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was getting to the point that we were at the first meeting, what was that, $2,600?
15 days in, we were $2,600 negative.
Yes. Wow. And when we started the school year, we were $140 negative. That was it. Was it 15 or 18? Or something really close.
Yeah.
It was $2,600.
Yeah.
Then I started sending notes home. Then I started, the worst problem is high school. You're going to feed me.
I was shocked about that. It was high school.
And does the parents just, they just don't get that?
Okay, so here's the, like, from ECC to elementary to middle school, they've got folders that kind of go home.
Uh-huh.
So they get notes in their folders. High school, they're in the back seat of their car.
Right.
They don't care.
Can you do it through Remind?
Yeah, I can, and I have. It's getting better, but you still have the occasional, you're going to feed me anyway, I don't care.
Uh-huh.
And they say that straight up to my staff. Well, wow.
High school.
To the point that
we get told that too.
They're overdrawn.
Uh-huh.
They come in. They pay $2.50 for a soda, hand you a $5 bill and say, I want my change back. They're still $10 overdrawn, mm-hmm. but they're going to get a free meal at lunch that day. And it don't matter to me that it's a free meal, but we get zero reimbursement from the state for those free meals.
Mm-hmm.
So every, today, prime example today, we serve 763 meals at lunch today at elementary.
Mm-hmm. With the parents. It was
Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had parents standing there telling me they wanted their change back and they didn't want to put it on their kids' accounts.
What? I had a lot of dirt.
No,
we
used to
have the online, like I used to just go online and put
you
my
oh, yes, yes,
yeah.
And then I would have to tell my daughter to buy ice cream
it's
for the whole
yes,
class.
So it was
like five blue bills one day.
It was amazing. So what I did is I didn't include the free kids because they're free now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to charge any more. So I do reduced and full paid. And I took X amount off every one of them. Everyone. Then I took the balance I had left. No, what are we, 1,800 kids? This is 1,800 entries I'm making because it's not a thing. So then I went through with what we had left and went to the ones that were only a dollar overdrawn after I gave them the $5 or whatever, and then went through every one of those until I ran out of money.
Wow.
Are we in the same position we were when we started the $1,000, $1,060? Absolutely. Because
so
what we kind of talked about doing was we kind of wanted to do like a quarterly thing, try to do it 3 or 4 times a year, right? Just different ways to, you know, Facebook was great. And I got a lot of direct messages asking, there was a lot of parents that didn't know they could put money on their accounts, like digitally, not going to the school or sending money with their kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was really surprised.
Okay, you've done that all the time because my kids have been gone.
Well, that's what I'm like. Maybe this is just because I've had older ones. My oldest is 24 and been graduated for 5 years, and I don't know, maybe. But there's a lot of people that apparently don't know that you can go online and put money on the account. So maybe
do we have it on our website? That
yes.
What I'm looking into is a way for. Besides the my school bucks, because that automatically goes onto the kid's account. It takes about 24 hours. But I'm looking for something, a Cash App option. So they can send that money through Cash App, memo their kid's name. It doesn't charge them $2 every time they do it. A lot of people are, especially the age group of the parents we have for the younger kids, you know, they're more Cash App, Venmo. So I'm looking for that to come in the future just to help.
That'd be a good idea because they're like, I'm going to pay this website $2 to.
I know, I wouldn't do. Yeah.
Oh, no, I did. I paid for convenience.
Yeah, too. But I was amazed at the people that didn't know that was an option.
I mine got all messed up. Like, I had Time Van were on one, and then River was on a different one. Like, 3 logins.
Oh, no. No, mine were together. The only time I graduated, I was like, can you just move that to Kohl's? They're like, sure can. He was great.
Yeah. All my kids were in the hold on for a month because I couldn't figure it out.
It did work.
But
we're back. I mean, I think every couple months we're going to be right back to where we were.
Same spot we started.
Within 3 days.
How many high school kids do you think haven't filled out the paper?
I can tell you exactly. I mean, not off the top of my head, but I do overdrafts. We send them the overdraft notices. The first 2 of them, with every overdraft, I looked up to see if they had an application and attached an application to it. They're just not getting to the parents at high school.
Can that go through something like how I send, because I send everything through Remind. Like if I need to tell a parent something, I'll do it on, not Remind, what is it? Blackboard. Yes, Blackboard.
I have Blackboard and I have access to it. But the problem is with the high school kids, you don't always have the parents' phone number. You have the kids' phone number and the kids' email.
So there is a way to do parent. We send Blackboard.
Yes, because I was about to say when I need high school people, when I need the parents for high school, I don't know how to do it, you know. But I call Jackie. Jackie comes over and she gets my whatever I'm wanting, and then she sends it, and she does it to the parents part. Yeah. So
we usually
you can go through and do your parents that you need. You pick it.
You pick the students, and then there's a button. But it won't go to the kids and the parent. It'll just go to the parent. So you can do one for the parent, one for the kid if you want it that way. And you can make it a group.
I may be looking y'all up.
Yeah, well, and who helps me is Jackie.
Or Jackie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coach Ponson.
Mrs. Kelly.
She helped me and set me up. So, I've sent out a couple for elementary age-wise. But, you know, I think some parents just don't understand. I have a parent that wrote back on the little deal. I filled out an application. I thought, oh my, did I mess up? So I go look. Yeah, they filled out an application. They make $105,000 a year and expected free lunch. He walked in my line today and I said, your son's overdrawn. Would you like to put your change on his account? I thought he was free. I filled out the application. It dawned on me who it was. I said, I'll get back with you tomorrow. Did not put the money on his kid's account.
No, he doesn't qualify. $105.
And Lund, it's not like it's $2. Yeah. I mean, it's cheap.
I had one direct message ask me, well, what about, is this breakfast included? Can I just do breakfast and not lunch? Or lunch, not breakfast? And I was just, I don't even know how to answer this. I mean, because mine was
Well, I
went
to breakfast, and I'm like, okay, well, if you're going to breakfast,
lunch.
I need to know.
Right.
You just ate at home. Why are you eating at school?
Because all my friends are.
Okay, so with that, I can, with ECC, we're pre-K, kindergarten, daycare. The daycare doesn't eat breakfast with us. They can at lunch. But what the way they get off the bus at the front, they go to their classroom first. Then they all file down to the cafeteria, and it's, hey, who needs breakfast? Like, and we're like little ducks walking down this hill. Mm-hmm. So they see Bobby and Susie going to get breakfast. Hey, I'm going to get breakfast with them. The mm-hmm. parents didn't know that these kids were eating breakfast.
Oh, mm-hmm. That would be me.
Why are you eating breakfast?
Oh, I just fed you 5 minutes ago. Yes. Why are you eating breakfast?
The teachers were saying, oh, hey, if you're going to breakfast, follow Miss Jerry, because I actually physically go up there and take them. Oh,
and goodness. You're never going to tell a child, like a no. teacher's not going to tell them no if they say that they need to eat breakfast. You're like, yes, go eat. Well, yeah, you're never going to.
We had a little group, and one of the teachers said, the mom said they're not supposed to eat breakfast. So I immediately picked up the phone and called mom, and I said, are they supposed to be eating breakfast? Are they hungry? I said,
I guess.
All of them came.
That was me.
Was it?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say no last names. But she fed them already. But uh-huh. their friends all
But they're, back. Yeah.
You know what I was saying? And I said, guys. Yeah. There's four of them.
But then you're saying that too, though. Like, well, are you hungry? I mean, well then eat, I guess, if
well,
you're hungry.
She said they're tiny. Different. Feed them.
They're creamy. So, like, they're feed them if they're yeah. hungry. But then their teacher told me one of them just licked the toast.
Yeah. yeah. You know, I walked in there and I said, because I'd already spoke with her. I had her on speed dial. And I walked in and I was like, how were those waffles and applesauce this morning? And all of them.
So what do y'all have in mind though? To
so we've talked about a couple of different things to do, maybe right after the holidays. I mean, it's kind of hard with Thanksgiving and Christmas mm-hmm. and all that. Even though we were talking about the one thing that, because I will say that, and this will go with what she said, the biggest response came from the elementary parents. I think that they just feel like, oh, my kids are, you know, whatever. Doing and so charging. I think the majority of the even the money that came from the elementary age. So one of the ideas that I had was to get envelopes and do like a coin drive to involve the kids, not just the parents, like a feed your friends type thing, or help, you know, friends helping friends eat or something, and sending an envelope.
Keep the cafeteria open.
Yeah, that'd be great. Pun intended. But something like that, like, you know, fill the envelope with your spare change or something. Like, but to, my kids would come home and be like, Mom, can I have your change? You know, mm-hmm. or digging out of the cup holders in the car. And I mean, that stuff adds up.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, just kind of, it's something to involve the kids in the next one. So then they're consciously aware. Like,
We're losing a lot of district money. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's not so much out of the staff, the cafeteria staff at every campus every year beg the teachers, the office staff, they will ask for change, they will do. And almost last year we paid off, I think it was, and we were free. So this was from year to year to year to year that was rolling. And I think they paid off $907 out of our pockets. I paid off the entire elementary school out of my pocket. I didn't ask anybody for anything at the end of the year. Now, mind you, it was only like $307, but it was still $307.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now we can't do it with...
Yeah, I think some coming up with some kind of fundraiser would be good. I know that when my niece had leukemia, we did a couple of fundraisers for like leukemia fundraisers, and it was the coin stuff where the kids were coming home and Academy Elementary. We raised over $10,000 for the leukemia, and that was just with change. Was that it was crazy because you had to count change every single day.
I'm taking it to the bank.
Yeah. Well, no, we had to count it. We had to count it because the kids were having, you know, who was doing the most. They got an Olive Garden party. Yeah.
Or great negative consequences to make people freaking responsible. I mean, what's wrong with making people responsible?
Yeah.
What happened to that part of life?
Yeah.
There's got to be some type of negative consequence the school can come up with to say.
Well, it's the cheese sandwich.
$210,000 a year. The whole kids
love it. Give them a cheese sandwich every day and have them eat it.
But it's not the kids.
It's the parents.
I agree with the consequences.
Give my kid a cheese sandwich. If he ain't going to be smart enough to tell me he owes money, he can eat a cheese sandwich.
But what if they're in the first grade?
You know what? And if I didn't eat their dinner at night, guess what? They went to bed without dinner. And you know what? The next morning, they freaking ate breakfast. They won't die.
I agree from that on a high school level.
I do too.
That's where you're having the trouble in high school.
Yes, I agree with that on a high school level.
So, freaking high school kid, have a cheese sandwich.
Yep.
Wham. Tell your parents, pay your bill.
Can you come work for us?
I'm sorry, I'm freaking old school with this. And I see these kids, they have no responsibility for anything. Nothing is ever their fault. It's always somebody else's. I can't take it. I'm just like, I'm gonna quit. I'm not gonna make it to 60. I think in a high school world, it's like, dude, that's so sad. Here's your milk, here's your cheese sandwich, I'll see you tomorrow. Have fun. You want better food? Tell your parents to pay your bill. The high school kids can do it. You know what they're going to do? They're going to walk out the
school
and go down to watch
them. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
If you're a senior and you have like a balance, do they get
don't let them graduate.
Diploma?
I mean,
there's no punishment.
For high school, we hold it for prom. That's kind of the biggest place.
And they'll pay it off in.
Because they want to go to prom.
Because they want to go to prom.
See, that wouldn't work.
Oh, that's not the school. Wrong school. Wrong school.
Our old school.
Old school. They're my temple.
They don't do that here.
They never asked me for a balance.
No. If they did, they'd pay it off if they wanted to go to prom.
But they did.
Well, maybe that's something that should be brought up.
Yeah, but I think for the lot of kids, do cheese sandwiches.
Talk to Brittany.
Yeah. They're walking
around
with one of these.
Because she's doing the
who knows how much data they can afford to pay for the food.
And they're driving.
I think either
they're driving hard to school.
The free and reduced lunch, like, if it's an elementary kid, they have a high school kid. The high school kid goes on there, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't have to do a separate
household. It should be the whole family. It's the household.
Yeah.
I fill those up.
So we're talking about high school only kids. I mean, don't have.
We're talking about the house in Evan will not fill out because you think about you have 500 kids at the high school. You have 125 of them show up for registration. So you got 375 that never get an application.
Right. And a lot of them aren't going to qualify anyway. But I think for high school, I think it's just one of those, they will not die if they have a cheese sandwich. They'll either fix it or they'll just eat a cheese sandwich. And I wouldn't waste my bill on them. Because, like I said, they drive here, they have phones.
Right.
They're not struggling. Guess what? Because if they're really struggling, they're going to go to their parent and they're going to ask for help because they're going to want more than a cheese sandwich. But the kids who don't need the help aren't going to care. But the kids who do need help, they'll come and get the help that they need, and then we'll be able to help them with the application and all that because their parents are going to be like, oh my gosh, I need to do something. The other ones, like mine, I'd be like, freaking eat a cheese sandwich. You can fix that when you get home. I don't care. Don't be stupid. That's how I am with my kids. But some kids have that kind of home, and then some will come to you for help that need it. I think it'll push
and I
that.
Give it to them.
Yes. Right. So I think the families that pan out and really need your help who don't know it's there are going to come and get the help, and it's going
to
solve that problem. And then the flakes.
Well, right. I started to say, and if it is really a need and just a parent's not going to fill it out, then I think that's when we look to staff or fundraisers or whatever.
But I hate
because
to just
that isn't
fundraise for people who really don't.
Yeah, right.
Kids are just snacks.
Right. I would not have needed it. I would have been embarrassed. And Kohl's balance, they just kept it. I just let them keep Kohl's. Just keep it, do whatever. And they
probably
just
still there.
No, they were supposed to have put it, whatever,
dispersed it somehow.
It might still be there. If it is, use it. I'd only bought ice cream anyway.
So, what meeting do I have you talk in?
Next week.
So maybe you can come up with some more stuff. Maybe
I'll
y'all can.
And
see what we can do. So let's. What is there anything else? Did you have anything that you wanted to add?
Me? So I kind of, I haven't thought a lot about it, just a little bit, with the 4-day week being kind of a hot topic right now. I just kind of think that we need to figure out some kind of backpack buddy situation or a food drive. In my classroom, I've got plenty of space to store food. I've got...
For y'all that don't know Miss Andrew, she teaches life skills at middle school.
Okay, what happened to the church backpack thing? Do they still do that?
So,
Chelsea's not here. She's the counselor at elementary, and she'll be here for the next meeting. I know that when we were at elementary that they were still doing that.
Well, the middle school, my kids were still in high school. They said that the church would come, pick them up on Monday, bring them back on Friday for the families of the backpack for the full. Yeah. But I don't know if they still do that or not.
I need to ask Chelsea. That's one thing that we were going to ask Chelsea, because I don't know how it's working with her over there with 700 and something kids.
Program.
But if she needs help, then I want some of us to volunteer to go over there and help her be
right.
able
because
to do that.
4-day week, they really going
to
have
to do that. Admin is looking into options for a meal on the 5th day.
Is that right?
We cannot legally serve out of their lunch account or, you know, unless they're in school. So the 5th day, that's a no.
It would have to be
set
up. But
admin is looking into what it would cost for admin to pay for the kids that need food to eat.
So they would just come here like on Friday?
Like they did during
COVID.
Yeah.
The church came by and would pick up to take to people that didn't have vehicles to be able to get them here.
That's going to be the problem. And just like when they talked about in the board meeting last night, that Athens School had 250 people sign up that they needed help with lunches on that 5th day. 5 families showed up the first few weeks. After those first few weeks, 1 family showed up. At that point, you know, like you give them a gift card to HEB or something, you know, because
so
it's not even.
They prepared for 250?
Yeah,
250 signed up.
And
5
came.
Showed up.
That's a dilemma.
So
you're saying if they had the backpack,
and you know, you had macaroni and
the
cereal.
The kids that really need it and aren't able to get here, or their parents, that's another big thing. Like,
yeah,
the parents are working on Fridays. They can make Chef Boyardee or macaroni and cheese, or you know, packs of tuna fish. They can do those.
So
kind of
we need to ask Chelsea what they're doing. If we're still doing the backpacks, and if we're not, how do we get back to doing these?
I will talk to my church.
And I know that Chelsea will definitely need help because there's no way that she can.
What's the overall consensus? I haven't been to a board meeting. Is it
41% low income?
Is that right?
We're looking at right.
Saying like for the 4-day, is it looking more that people are more favorable or not favorable of that?
I hear both sides.
It's a 4-day school week, but it is a 5-day work week if I've got this correct.
For the teachers.
No.
Right, so the teachers will be here on Friday.
What I have sort of heard too, though, is
it's for teacher retention.
Basically,
I understand what it's for, but what the school that was doing it was doing it really well. The kids went 4 days, the teachers went 5, and the 5th day, the teachers were able to do their planning, get all their grades done, do all these things, and there was no kids, no distraction, and the teachers loved it.
I think I understand it's not something that's going to be required, but of course. A lot of them will come up here and do it because they do it on Sundays. Now they won't have to do it on Sundays. They can do it on Fridays.
And that's what I was thinking.
But not, I don't think it's going to be like a...
The
calendar has not been put out.
Right.
So,
yeah.
That's still all up in the air.
Because I can tell you... You'll,
topic of discussion.
This is going to sound terribly awful. But from a... Somebody outside looking in standpoint, if you tell them it's a 4-day work week and a 4-day school week, then they're going to be like... Well, then they're only going to be there 4 days. They're not going to be doing any work. Well, so they're going to be frustrated that they're thinking that, well, the teachers are getting a 3-day weekend. No, they have all this work to do. But I'm going to tell you right now, the people don't understand that. People don't understand what teachers do.
They
My
don't
teacher,
understand they go up on every
people
Sunday.
Have no freaking comprehension what y'all do. None whatsoever. And so they think if you're not here, you must not be doing anything. And I'm just like, okay, that's like me. If I'm not here, guess what? I email all night long.
You do.
All night long.
I know.
If you have registered my hours, this is going to owe me $1 million. Let's talk about it. So I'm worried about the perception. So even if you call it a 4-day work week, just call it a 5-day work week with a 4-day school weekend. Who gives a shit where you are? Does that, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, there's a post that argues that right now on the Little River page that says, you know, y'all already are off in the summer, you've got the holidays.
Because they have no
competition. We're busting our ass working 5 days. I mean, that is on the page right now.
Right.
See, and I just don't read any of it.
It's reverse psychology. It's just how you're approaching
it. It's a 5-day teacher work week. It's a 4-day school week. And the 5th day on Friday, the teachers will be doing all their administrative work.
Right.
Yeah, they're still working, guys. So it's just a perception thing, and it drives me crazy. I want to tell them, go in there and teach.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know how it goes.
That's in there, too.
Or come back here and look at all the cars that are here on the weekends trying to get their stuff done.
Exactly. I drive by the elementary. There's like 10 cars here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, they should present it as a 5-day work week with a 4-day school week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 5th day is the teacher's work day, and then they can hop off your wagon. I'm just saying.
That's a good idea. I mean, that's a really, really good idea.
Presentation is
everything. So call it a 5-day work week with a 4-day school week, and then the 5th day is the teacher's work day.
And who cares where you work from?
And who cares?
I agree.
And then they can't say anything. And then I don't care if you do it on Friday or Sunday or Saturday. Who cares? It's getting done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do think it's a good idea about the backpack. I mean, even if that doesn't work and we're still going 5 days or what, we still need
but
the backpacks on the weekends.
Yeah, even for the 2 days.
And we just need to, and just really need to talk with Chelsea and see what's going on. I know that she was doing so much over here at elementary, and she had so many donations. Someone donated, I mean, like deer meat. She had a freezer. Yes, okay. And it was never and we would pack it all up like a meal. Like, okay, tonight is taco soup night, and had all everything. Here's all your meat. Here's all this. Uh-huh. You come by, we'd give you a time to come by and swing by and get it. It would be like not during a dismissal time, right. So, and people just won't,
how
like,
do
you need
who
to.
Needs that,
so you
like an application? You have to do an assessment.
Yes, they would do with the counselor kind of thing. Just go ahead. Start over. Start over. We didn't hear what you were saying. Yeah, that's what we'll do. This is sort of what the committee is that if we get something together and we want to address that or whatever, then we'll just take it to the board. We'll ask Ms. Moore to put us on one of the board meetings or something and just come and present it to the board. Yeah, that's what the SHAC meeting, that's what the SHAC committee basically does, is to bring it up. Let's talk about what days. You said Thursdays are usually,
unless I have a significant time just closing schedule.
Okay, so what days are good to meet? Is Thursdays good?
I think Thursdays good.
Thursdays,
yeah.
And you said always after 2:00.
Oh
right?
No, just after lunch.
Okay. Let's talk about when we need 4 meetings. Okay, so this is our first one. We need 3 more meetings. So will y'all throw out some dates for me that we can add some meetings on there? And then everything that we've talked about, just sort of think about everything. And if you have time to maybe research some of it or whatever, I will definitely talk with Chelsea, and I'll get back at our next meeting about the backpacks thing and see where we are on that and see what we can do. But what I was saying is about on the stuff that we were doing, it's like they still wouldn't come and get anything.
So when
Backpacks work. The backpacks go home with the kids.
Okay, so when y'all were doing it before, the backpacks went home with the kids. What drop off, what pickup? situation were you talking about? The parents came and yes. picked it up from school?
Yes, like when they would have like whole meals, because we couldn't send meat home with kids.
That's right.
We couldn't send home meat with kids. So like hamburger meat and steaks and stuff like that. Like Chelsea would have a menu and say, tonight is chili night, and then have everything ready for them to go, and then wouldn't be able to. We just couldn't send home stuff like that
but
with
the
kids.
Middle school, how many people would come and pick those up?
I'll have to ask Chelsea exactly how many
it
was.
Good turnout or
no?
No. So the backpack buddies.
The backpack just goes home with the kids. I don't know if the kids eat that stuff or not.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they do, but
the Baptist church here did it. They would pick the backpacks on Monday. They put non-perishable food in it, bring it back to school on Friday. The kids would take it home and bring back the pack back empty. And they just did it like that, so you just go with the kids. You're right, did they eat or not? I have no
so
idea.
So wouldn't even have to do a backpack, really? They've all got backpacks. To do a grocery
well, no, because they have all their stuff on there, so it was a separate backpack. And their backpack went to the church, and they fill it up and then bring the backpack back.
Okay.
Yeah, so they would have two backpacks. But the kids, they don't notice that.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
They don't even notice that. They don't with the two backpacks. But we couldn't, we stuffed it. I mean, there was so much stuff in there that you couldn't put it into their backpacks.
Okay.
It wouldn't work. So that's when we had those separate backpacks with their names on it and stuff. But kids, they don't even notice that they're getting a backpack.
Okay.
And half the time people would even say, so-and-so, your backpack's ready. They don't even know what was in there. You know, they wouldn't even have a clue. I never had an elementary student ever say anything.
Question.
Yeah,
anything.
No.
They were just, yeah.
Mm-mm. Never anything. But I think that's good that we need to talk about that. Tell me some days that we can have some more meetings, y'all.
Hey, I have to drop because I have a hard stop at 3, but I will make, Thursdays are great for me, but I'll make whatever days y'all need work with enough morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thursdays are for me.
Okay. Would 1:30 be too early instead of 2? Just because it's like 3 right now, and I have to get over to elementary to get kids to bring them to middle school, so I'm going to be cutting it close.
Earlier and better. Mm-hmm. What about January 12th?
Be getting back from school. Okay.
Would that be
at 1:30? Okay, so and I just threw some dates out there like January, February, March, but it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, if we don't even want to meet in January, if we're thinking that's too crazy right after Christmas, if we want to wait until February and then do March and April, or do February, April, and May, whatever. It doesn't matter. We just need to have 4 meetings a year.
So we're going with January 12th?
Okay. So let's put it down for January 12th. Do y'all want to just wait and just sort of see what the schedule's looking like and the schedule the other two after this January meeting and see what it's looking like? And maybe we can get some date, you know, like when it's so busy with everything going on with high school.
Yeah, end of January, February, well, it'll all be busy. But we'll be at the middle school some of that time.
February on is busy, so we'll just figure it out.
Okay, so we'll just add those dates on there. Is there anything else that y'all want to discuss or anything? I will definitely check on the backpack situation and see what we are there. So, and then y'all check on what we can do about the lunches and all that kind of stuff, and we'll do the next meeting, and you'll have the next meeting. Then I guess someone needs to make a motion to end this.
I make a motion.
Okay. And who makes the second one? Okay. Jerry does second one. You got it, Dan?
No.
Okay. It's 3:00. I told you I have y'all out an hour. Yeah, so January the 12th, I'll send y'all all an email, 1:30, we'll meet back in here. I'll check with Sherry, make sure I have this, and I'm going to turn off the recording now.